It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Trump was in mid-season form yesterday in Minneapolis. More on that in just a second. Elizabeth Warren, another video has now surfaced. This one, 2011, with her giving yet a different version as to why she stopped teaching. A few days ago, she claimed she got fired because she was pregnant. Listen to this.
My first teaching position was as a special needs teacher. By the end of the first school year, I was quite visibly pregnant.
I was visibly pregnant. Visibly pregnant. And the principal did what principals did in those days. Wished me luck and hired someone else for the job.
So, Elizabeth Warren is a victim. A victim of sexism. Maybe the principal thought she was Native American and fired her because of that. I don't know. But she claims that she was visibly pregnant and was terminated. Problem is, in 2007, she said something very different.
It was in a public school system, but I worked with the children with disabilities. And I did that for a year. And then that summer, I actually didn't have the education courses, so I was on an emergency certificate, it was called. And I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And I was pregnant with my first baby. So I had a baby and stayed home for a couple of years.
That was her 2007 version. No mention of the sinister, evil principal who canned her. Now, the following year, 2008, she said this.
I was married at 19 and then graduated from college, actually, after I'd married. And my first year post-graduation, it was in a public school system, but I worked with the children with disabilities. And I did that for a year. And then that summer, I actually didn't have the education courses, so I was on an emergency certificate, it was called. And I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And I was pregnant with my first baby. So I had a baby and stayed home for a couple of years. And I was really casting about, thinking, what am I going to do?
No mention of the evil principal who fired her because she got pregnant. That was 2008. Then 3 years later, 2011.
I didn't know any lawyers. And so I paid my money and got a babysitter for Amy, the little one, and showed up not having a clue. And it went from there. I would prepare for my classes. I thought, this time I've got it. I know what this is about. I really read it. I go into class, and just classes would go by in the blink of an eye. It was like being on a roller coaster. You know, you feel the climb, and then you feel the drop, and the move, and the twist. And I can remember, after classes, it was important to me. I had a little blue Volkswagen, and I'd race out. I'd jump in my blue Volkswagen, and hightail it to the babysitters, because I only paid until, right, that was the deal. I was only paid up until 2 o'clock, and I didn't want to put Amy down for a nap. And I pick up this baby, and I put her in her car seat, and I drive, shifting and driving and shaking her foot with one hand to keep her awake till I could get to the house. And I put her down in her crib, and then I turn around and walk into the bedroom.
Where's the part about your being fired because you got pregnant? What happened to that?
I can remember doing this many times with my big heavy book bag on my shoulder and just falling across the bed and going instantly to sleep for maybe half an hour. It was as if my brain had been so stretched out of shape by 4 hours of law school that it needed time to just kind of pull back into some semblance of normal.
Where's the part about your being fired because you were pregnant?
And then you ruined my dinner by playing her over and over and over again.
But now she says she got fired because she was pregnant, so. Meanwhile, speaking of motherhood, AOC says her dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of climate change.
And wealthiest economies have withdrawn from the agreement in action. Not a single one is on track to meet their Paris goals. Deeper still, we don't have to project 1 minute into our future to see that the climate crisis is already here. On this note, I speak to you not as an elected official or public figure, but I speak to you as a human being, a woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future.
Yikes. That's depressing. Well, why have a kid? You know, we're all dead in 12 years, right? So, Joe Biden told Anderson Cooper that Obama gave him a big kiss for leading on gay marriage. That ain't what I heard. I heard that the Obama administration was furious that Biden took the lead on gay marriage. But here's what he told Anderson Cooper.
And so when I went on Meet the Press the next week, I think it was the next week, I answered the question honestly. And everybody thought that I had jumped the gun on the president. I didn't know the president was and his staff was thinking about, in fact, the president moving right after the election. And I got to tell you, you know, he's a great guy. I went in on Monday, and all the national press saying Biden's going to really get nailed when he walks in and sees the president every morning. He got up, and he walked over to me and said, well, you told me, and he gave me a kiss. You know, he leaned over. I swear to God.
Obama walked over and gave him a kiss? I don't think I want to even know about this.
And he walked over to me and said, well, you told me, and he gave me a kiss. You know, he leaned over.
This is what change looks like.
So I leaned over and I smelled his hair and I just,
Well, you told me and he gave me a kiss. You know, he leaned over. I swear to God. So anyway, it was. But it's just, look, folks, it's just kind of basic stuff.
I want to.
Who you love?
I'm holding in my baby brown libertarian fingers an article from Politico, headline, book, White House scrambled after Biden gay marriage comments. First sentence. This is 2014, April 16. Vice President Joe Biden really did get ahead of President Barack Obama on accepting gay marriage in 2012, and the White House really wasn't happy about it, despite the two leaders' many attempts to claim otherwise. Story laid out in a book written by a woman named Jo Becker, who is an investigative reporter with the New York Times, recipient of 3 Pulitzer Prize-winning awards. The book is called Forcing the Spring. Says the West Wing was furious. A furious Valerie Jarrett accused Biden of, quote, downright disloyalty, close quote. So at least according to this book, Biden was furious, Obama was furious, and Valerie Jarrett, his top aide, accused him of, quote, downright disloyalty. But now he says, no, I got a kiss. He just,
and so when I went on Meet the Press the next week, I think it was the next week, I answered the question honestly. And everybody thought that I had jumped the gun on the president. I didn't know the president was and his staff was thinking about, in fact, the president moving right after the election. And I got to tell you, you know, he's a great guy. I went in on Monday, and all the national press saying Biden's going to really get nailed when he walks in and sees the president every morning. He got up, and he walked over to me and said, Well, you told me. And he gave me a kiss. I swear to God. So, so anyway, it was. But it's just, look, folks, it's just kind of basic stuff.
I want to.
Who you love.
We come back more on the rally Trump had yesterday in Minneapolis. Susan from New Jersey says she disagrees with what I said about Soledad O'Brien and her set to with Isaiah Washington. Susan, do not leave town. I am Larry Elder.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE.
It's the SAGE, Larry Elder.
Is she seen as African-American? Is she seen as African-American?
Is the organization that she pulls up? Yeah, I think she's seen as African-American. The fact she was at Howard University today, one of the oldest, they call themselves the oldest. I went to Morehouse. I think we're a little bit older. But she was at Howard University today when she did her announcement at press conference. She's going to South Carolina in the first week.
Yes.
She's really planting her feet in the African-American community. I think she's going to be a very strong candidate.
But is she African-American? There is a difference. There's nothing wrong with that. No one is trying
so
to take anything
down,
away
down,
from
let's
her.
Let's go down into her lineage.
I think you're falling, I think you're
you
falling into a trap
lineage,
of that. All she had to do was say, I am black,
no, I'm
but
not
I'm not African-American. That's it.
Done.
I'm not falling into a trap. I'm not falling. Let me finish. Hold on. I'm not falling into a trap by that. When she goes down her lineage, many Africans landed in Jamaica and all these other Caribbean islands. So she could indeed
Jamaica's not America.
Oh my God. You like it?
I really like it so good.
888-971-SAGE 888-971-7243 Larry Elder. ReliefFactor.com studio. It's been a huge week for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. Donations from people just like you have been coming in all week. And on Tuesday, as I mentioned, the ADF was at the U.S. Supreme Court once again, where it's had an unparalleled record of victories defending religious freedom. And now we're ending the week with a fabulous $200,000 challenge grant. A generous friend of the ADF had provided $200,000 challenge grant, and so I'm asking my listeners to help us meet that challenge. So as you give $500, $1,000, even $10,000 right now, you can make the impact of the $200,000 challenge grant go even further. How bad is it out there? Well, look at this threat issued by Beto O'Rourke just last night.
Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
Wow. Now, let's really charge into the weekend knowing we all have stepped up with a donation, large or small. The amount doesn't matter because every tax-deductible gift counts. We want to add to that challenge grant total, and you can make a tax-deductible donation via the ADF banner at the top of my homepage, LarryElder.com. Please click on it to make your gift in any amount online. Or you can call toll-free 866-435-2252. That's 866-435-2252 to help Alliance Defending Freedom keep winning battles for you. Susan is in New Jersey. Susan, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello. I am calling to talk about the comment you made about Soledad O'Brien and Isaiah Washington. Mm-hmm. Larry, I got to tell you, I was incredibly appalled. I felt like you got down on the floor and then rolled in a gutter for that. And the fact that you would bring up her lineage, her ethnicity, her race, whom she chose to marry, and then anchor that with, and yet she's more woke. As you said, Isaiah Washington, who served in the military and went to Howard University and HBCU, is if that equates him to be, quote unquote, more woke. And I was just, I literally was appalled that you would.
Well, Susan, I don't want you to be appalled. Let me try to unappall you. Is there one way of being black?
No, it's not.
Okay, then. Why do you suppose that Soledad O'Brien thought it was important to mock Isaiah Washington for coming out as a conservative?
So I am not even about, I don't care. That's not what I'm about.
Well,
I'm
well, about well right that's why I made would you like me to respond to you, Susan? Susan, would you like me to respond?
Of her mother, of her father, and of the man that she loves, that she married.
The point I was making, if I'm allowed to,
that you felt that necessary to run that down and then ask the question, and yet she is supposed to be woke. What I don't understand is why her heritage, lineage, ethnicity, and all these things has anything to do with the position that she takes about anything.
Because she was suggesting
she's
that
a woman, she has a position.
Oh, for crying out loud. May I finish? May I respond, Susan? Please?
Please.
One more time. Yes. If there's no one way to be black, why did this woman feel the need to put down this black man who'd come out as a conservative? That's my point.
I'm sorry, her put down again was what? I recalled you said it was LOL on the tweet.
Right.
What was the put down?
The put down was he sent out a tweet where he had a picture of himself with other black conservatives announcing the fact that he'd come out as a conservative, and she retweeted it with LOL, indicating to me that as a black person, there's something wrong with him being a conservative. So I simply mentioned that given her background, what gives her the right to determine how black somebody like Isaiah Washington ought to be or ought not to be? That's my point.
Well, that's a real See, that's a real far reach because I didn't hear any of that.
Well, you should have heard it. Susan. You heard what you wanted to hear.
That's all I heard. Three acronyms.
You heard what you wanted to hear, Susan.
Chapter into that. No. You.
Why do you suppose she felt a need? Why do you suppose she felt a need to retweet that and put LOL? What was the point she was making?
Not in her head, don't know, don't care.
I see. Well, I think what she was doing was putting down a black person because he happened to come out as a conservative. So maybe you ought to care about that. This whole party, the whole Democratic Party, is all about identity politics. And a black guy comes out as a conservative, she sends out a tweet and says, LOLY. It's no different than Kanye West being called Uncle Tom because he supports Donald Trump. No different than Jim Brown being called an Uncle Tom because he came out and simply said that I trust this guy. Maybe we can work together. The point is that Isaiah Washington got put down by this woman because he happens to be a black conservative. She felt that was a need to ridicule him. And if she's going to do that, what gives her the bona fides to ridicule this other black guy? Her mother is from Cuba. Her white father is from Australia. She has a white investment banking husband. She and her sisters all attended Harvard. Meanwhile, this black guy volunteers for the Air Force, goes to Howard, and she dumps on him because he's a black conservative. What gives her the moral authority to do that? That's my point, young lady. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Now, let's get back to the Trump rally. Here's what Trump said about Ilhan Omar.
Representative Omar has a history of launching virulent anti-Semitic screeds, whether you like it or not. She said the U.S. support for Israel is all about the Benjamins. She said that pro-Israel lawmakers have an allegiance to a foreign country. Omar wrote that Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them to see the evil doings of Israel and the United States. How do you have such a person representing you in Minnesota? I'm very angry at you people right now.
We come back. He said more about Ilhan Omar, brilliantly making her part of the face of the Democratic Party. Said she was flippant on 9/11, accused her of having a fraudulent marriage. How did she get away with that fraud? Says President Trump. 888-971-SAGE. And Richard in Chicago wants to make a comment about the Trump rally. Richard, please do not leave town. I am Larry Elder.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Setting fire to the airwaves, it's the Larry Elder Show. America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hello, Larry. My name is Brendan Olson. Actually calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I actually just wanted to call and just commend you and want to say thank you so kindly for your due diligence and your time and your efforts, especially your voice of reason is what I'm basically most thankful for. So I appreciate all the hard work you do, all the sensible and common sense things. You have a way of reminding people, and just want to wish hopefully one day you will have consideration for a run at the presidency yourself. Take care. God bless.
Carol, this is Stephen. I just want to compliment your show, your knowledge, your reasoning, your facts, your statistics. Your arguments are so well placed. I learn a lot. Definitely have my vote if someday you decide to run for anything. Thank you, sir.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. The president, yeah, that's two. President in Minneapolis yesterday said that Ilhan Omar was flippant about 9/11.
Congresswoman Omar is an America-hating socialist. She minimized the September 11th attack on our homeland. Where far more than 3,000 people died, saying some people did something. Big deal. Some people did something. She pleaded for compassion for ISIS recruits right here in Minnesota. Omar laughed that Americans speak of Al-Qaeda. You remember that tape? Speak of Al-Qaeda. But when we say something about the United States, you just don't say America with any intensity. Remember that?
And then you talked about Ilhan Omar's marriage.
Mr. Scott Johnson of Powerline, he wrote some stuff, I can't believe it. As Scott reported, everything about Omar is a fraud, including her name. Scott reports his sources told him that, quote, Omar's legal husband was Omar's brother and that she had married him for fraudulent purposes. You mean like coming into the United States, maybe? And as Scott says, we have seen a plethora of congressional scandals in our history, yet we have never seen scandals like Omar's in Congress and nothing gets done about it. I hope that some of you people are looking, because what AOC has gotten away with campaign financing and what I call it AOC plus three, that's what it is, and Omar is one of the three. What AOC has gotten away with all of that money that she used for her personal self with campaign finance is worse, and nothing happens to them, but it happens to you, and it's not fair.
It should be AOC plus four, adding Sharpton. Now, the Bidens somehow came up last night. I can't imagine.
So now the Democrats are making a pathetic bid to save Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe Biden. And you know what? I'd love to run against him, to be honest. Anybody like that, if you can't beat him in a debate, you got a big problem, folks. Big. You can't beat him in a debate, you can't be president. Because what are you going to do against President Xi and Kim Jong-un? You can't beat Sleepy Joe, and now we're going to meet with Kim Jong-un. I don't think so. But he's totally owned and totally controlled by the Washington swamp for many years.
And he had a question about the whereabouts of Mr. Hunter Biden.
2 months after President Obama put Joe in charge of Ukraine policy, they put Joe Biden in charge of Ukraine policy. Listen to this. And the press will not write it. They say, in totally unsubstantiated charges, every time they talk about him, President Trump has said that his son walked away with a fortune. Now, you know that's a totally unsubstantiated charge. Really? It's not unsubstantiated. It's fact. Joe's son, Hunter, got thrown out of the Navy, and then he became a genius on Wall Street in about 2 days. By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he? Where's Hunter? Hey, fellas, I have an idea for a new T-shirt. I love the cops, but let's do another T-shirt. Where's Hunter? Where is he? Here's Hunter being examined by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd or some of these people.
More on this on the other side.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder. Do not leave town. Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. You know, these Democrats have got nothing to go on. They want power over this country. Americans won't vote for them. So let's let all the illegal immigrants from wherever into our country so that they can vote in the Democratic Party. Yeah, we want people from other countries coming in and voting for our leaders. I mean, come on, man. Is this thing on? I love when you say that. Is this thing on?
Hey, Larry, this is Tom Casey out of Athens, Texas. I've got an idea on this DACA thing. It's obvious they're not going to go anywhere, so they're going to be allowed to stay. But what they should do is make them all get a special security number, social security number, starting with a letter, for instance, and then make it to where they cannot legally vote for 18 years after they get that special social security number. After all, if you're born here, you have to wait 18 years. Make them wait 18 years to vote. That'll tell us whether the Democrats are really concerned about the people or about the vote. Thanks. Have a good day.
Where's Hunter?
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the new radio listener specials. They include deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and a whole lot more. They're also bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code Larry or call 800-890-1843 for these great radio specials. Robert is in Chicago, Illinois. Robert, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yes, sir. It's an honor. I just want to commend you on the special way that you kissed the white man's butt and that molester in the White House. And, he wants to be President Obama, but he will never be. He's not literate enough. I mean, he's not smart enough, and you know that.
Anything else, Robert? Anything else?
Well, you guys are evil. And how do you look at yourself in the mirror? The way you tease and smile on Fox News for these white people, really? How do you look yourself in the mirror?
Hey, Robert, all white people? Robert, all white people, Robert? Robert, all white people are the same? All white people are the same?
You're a well-educated man. I mean, you are disgusting. And the Republicans are disgusting.
Anything else, Robert?
Evil and hateful people.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Evil, hateful, anything else? Anything else?
A whole lot. You want to talk?
I'm listening. Go ahead. Robert, let it all come out. I'm here for you, Robert.
How do you do it? How do you look yourself in the mirror? As a black man. You know you're black, right?
Really?
Oh, yeah. It seemed like it.
No, I thought I was Amish.
Oh, yeah. You got jokes, huh? Wow. That's a shame. And, you know, you...
What do you really expect me to take you seriously, Robert? Do you really expect me to take you seriously, Robert?
You're self-hating. And that's a shame. You know, you could be one of our good ones, but you're the spook that sat by the door, right?
Anything else? Any other insults, Robert?
You want to make them happy.
Any other insults?
Well, yeah, you love the white man, don't you?
I love the white man. Anything else?
As you do.
Anything else?
That's insane. That's terrible. Wow.
Anything else, Rob?
I mean, when you wake up in the middle of the night, think about this conversation. Try to change, man. I mean, it's not too late.
Change into what, Robert?
Yeah, that's sad.
Robert, I'm asking you, change into what? Into a Democrat?
No, not, it's not about... See, that's the thing. It's not about...
I'm asking. Tell me, Robert, why don't we do this?
It's about being a decent
person. I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation with you, if it's at all possible. Why don't you tell me, Robert, I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation with you. Tell me what the one thing is that you dislike the most about what I've said or what I've done. We can go from there. Can you do that?
You would be a Sambo.
I'm sorry? So you have nothing. Do you dislike my position on vouchers? Do you dislike my position on the privatization of Social Security? Do you dislike my position on Roe v. Wade? Do you dislike my position on taxes and on spending? Do you dislike my position on whether or not Trump should have repositioned troops in Turkey? Do you dislike my position on the Iran deal? Do you dislike my position on the Paris Accord? Tell me exactly what it is that you have a problem with, Robert. We can go from there.
It's embarrassing. Humiliating.
So you have nothing. Okay, Robert, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Get back to President Trump in Minneapolis.
It's true. And they're always saying the same thing. Yeah, he got $1.5 billion. We admit it. They admit it. There's nothing. But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a guns. It's 100% true. Hunter, it's so great that you're here, sir. Hunter, I know they're giving you approximately $168,000 a month. I hear they paid you a big check of $3 million. I just want to speak on behalf of NBC, who's absolutely one of the worst. I just want to tell you, Hunter, I just want to tell you, I couldn't be happier for you and your family. And I know you don't know anything about energy, and I know it's an energy company, but I think they made a great deal, Hunter. And then they fly to China. And I'm dealing with people right now. They're tough as hell, those Chinese negotiators. And Hunter, who's not too smart, Hunter. He goes in, he has a meeting, he walks out in his fund with $1.5 billion. These aren't the same Chinese negotiators that I'm dealing with, I can tell you. These are not the same ones, but we are doing very well in that negotiation.
But all is not lost. President Trump says Biden was good for something.
Now think of it. Where's Hunter? Okay, get it. So where is Hunter? I want to see Hunter ask these questions. Hunter, you know nothing about energy. You know nothing about China. You know nothing about anything, frankly. Hunter, you're a loser. Why did you get $1.5 billion, Hunter? And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Do not leave town.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
Welcome back to the Age of Giants.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Do you remember that just 19 minutes after I raised my hand and took the oath of office, the Washington Post, a terrible newspaper, that doesn't know how to write the truth, published a story, and in this case, they might have gotten it pretty correct. They said the campaign to impeach President Trump has begun. That was the headline. Little did we know they weren't playing games. Think of that. That was 19 minutes after the oath of office. We have the greatest economy, the greatest military. We've rebuilt our military, $2.5 trillion, because when I took it over, it was a mess. And what do they want to do? Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so. I think we're going to have a turnout the likes of which we've never seen in the history of our country.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. That was President Trump last night in Minneapolis. The zip poll question I left you with yesterday. The NBA is being criticized by both liberals and conservatives for condemning the general manager of a team who tweeted in support of the Hong Kong dissidents. Does this controversy make you less likely to watch the NBA this season or will it make no difference? Mr. McConnell, what percentage of people said it will make them less likely to watch the NBA this season? He says 25. 98% said it makes them less likely. Only 2% said it won't make any difference. Here's the question for tonight. We'll give you the results on Monday. Do you support President Trump's decision to redeploy troops from northern Syria? Either yes or no. In order to participate, you must be a member of the Zip community. Go to your app store and download the Zip app by searching under Zip Poll USA, and you must use my code SAGE, S-A-G-E, in order to respond. Harlan is in Gun Barrel City, Texas. Harlan, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hello, Larry. It's proof positive that the happiest conservatives who love America also have the best sense of humor, because it makes it all easier to survive this. Plus, it points out the obvious stupidity of the left. You know, something about President Trump, he's brilliant in business, but the thing about President Trump is he's the most American president we've ever had, who actually proves that he loves this country and he loves Americans. And
well, Harlan, we'll have to leave it there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Eldorados, don't forget Alliance Defending Freedom, the banner, LarryElders.com at the very top. Click it on. Any amount will help. And I will see you on Monday. Salud.
What can I say? Mamba out.
The mic has been dropped. All across America.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
The Larry Elder Show.
Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.